Are you ready?
Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, introducing the number one, the only.
Are you ready?
My man, Mr. Bad, Bad Bo.
What up, Vancouver? You're now tuned into another very special episode of So Salacious. I'm your host, Sprocket Doyle. We're going to have a very special guest on our show today. We're going to be calling him, actually. He's in Calgary right now. He goes by the name of Defunk or Defunk. I guess we'll find out the real pronunciation as soon as I get him on the line. Other than that, we were going to do a full Defunk or Defunk show today. And then I found this mix, actually, just a few hours ago. This is by Bad Bo. He's out of the UK. I found this mix. It's about a seven-minute mix. It's a preview for his new LP. When I found this, I creamed my jeans, so I'm sure that everybody, all you guys, will really appreciate it. After about this five, six minutes, we'll get right into Defunk or Defunk. We'll find out soon exactly how to pronounce it, and I guess we'll have the rest of the show all Defunk or Defunk. Awesome. So Salacious, 101.9 FM, CITR, you're in the zone.
MCs with Bentleys to M3.
guys.
Most of all,
we still love to fall.
Hey, yo, the punk is back without bacon jets. We blazing tracks, wrecking seats, fake the black version. Hated rap, but I made you clap. Cause the way you rap is like a laser gap. And oh no, they just did it. They came back with a brand new city. It's Grand Slam, bitch, we fool the biz. Just in case you don't know who this is. You think it's ludicrous, but be true to this. Hip hop and funk, we don't lose our grip. Doing this till the day we die.
The past 6 minutes have been Bad Bo out of the UK. He spells his name B-A-D-B-O-E. Pretty badass, if I do say so myself. So we got about a minute running left of this album preview of... I think the album's called Pump Up the Funk. So we got D-Funk coming right after this. We've got a drum sound and bassline Smith remix called Close. It's actually an exclusive free download from his new EP that's actually not out yet. So it's super special and super listen to it because it's super good. been listening to Drum Sound and Bassline Smith with Close. This was a defunct remix. Before we get right into this song, this is MC Reyna and Defunct. The song is called Giggle Water, off of Defunct's, one of his albums called Swung Out Swag, which came out not too long ago. We will have Defunct on the show for any of you guys who did miss the beginning of our show. He'll probably be coming on in about 15, maybe 20 minutes. We've got a few more tracks. Actually, we got a lot more tracks. Until the hour's over, we're going to be playing strictly Defunct. Stay tuned, guys. You don't want to miss this one. Basically, he actually sent me some amazing new tracks off of an EP that's not even released yet. It's called Retro Baby. I can tell you the tracks are incredible, so you don't want to tune out. I'm sure you know what the tracks will speak for themselves. So stay tuned, guys.
Big government and big pharma have entered into a secret conspiracy in which secret government contracts are sold to big pharma that allow for secret chemicals to be placed in coffee seeds, all under the watchful eye of Big Coffee, who is secretly working with other world forces, all in a sinister plot to get alien embryos in our coffee so Big Pharma can sell us alien contraceptive pills. Or, if you'd rather get some rational news, check out Radio Free Thinker, the radio show / podcast that promotes skepticism, critical thinking, and science education, every Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah, the state of hip-hop right now, man, as far as the way I see it, I think right now, hip-hop is advancing as far as skills. You got brothers, you know what I'm saying, getting like more witty.
There ain't nobody to be pretty for. Let it rattle, let the clatter kill him, let the cataclysm wash. Who really listens? Precision with a verse draws a crowd. I draw a line between an easy melody and peace of mind.
You got DJs doing all kind of crazy shit on the turntables. I like where it's going, and I like, you know what I'm saying, the creative process that brothers is trying to take it to right now.
Rally Rails and Bread and Butter in the place to be. Crimes and Treasons Radio, 101.9 FM, Vancouver, CITR.ca, every Tuesday, 9 till 11.
Dynamite!
If you're just tuning in now, you're listening to So Salacious with your host, Sprocket Doyle. We've got a very special guest coming on the show later today, probably in about 15, 20 minutes' time. His name is D-Funk, and he's from Calgary, Alberta. He is a legendary glitch hop producer who's constantly pumping out new tracks every week. Check out his SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/D-Funk. Which is spelled D-E-F-U-N-K. One notable show actually that he played this summer was Motion Notion, July 19th to 23rd. He played alongside Liquid Stranger, Crystal Method, and Sticky Buds. So stay tuned for the interview, guys. And he's also sent us some very special tracks. You don't want to miss out on those. They're not even released yet.
Yeah.
it's Friday night and I feel alright. The party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shawl cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and the guys ain't can I. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit the party.
You're listening to Defunk. This is Absinthe in My Coffee. This song's not even released yet, guys. This is the first time anyone has ever been able to hear it. This is going to be off his newest EP called Retro Baby. I don't want to ruin this for you guys, so I'm going to stop talking. You can check it out.
And here he is now.
You guys just heard my favorite track off of Defunct's new album that's not released yet. I'm going to play his Baseboat 2012 mini mix that he's got on his SoundCloud right now. This is just momentarily until we can get him online. And then without further ado, you'll be listening to him on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we've got Defunct online. Actually, that's a good question I've been wanting to ask you. So do you pronounce it Defunct or Defunct? Maybe you can clear that up for us.
Well, pretty much depends on the time. Generally, I just say it's Defunct.
Defunct, okay, cool.
Some people call it Defunct, but both of them are correct, I think.
Okay, cool, because, yeah, I don't know, I was having a... Not an argument, but a discussion, I guess. Somebody was saying Defunct. I always thought it was Defunct, so I guess this was the time to clear it up. But, you know, if it's either one or the other, then that's great. I guess I haven't been messing up too bad while I've been announcing
no,
your stuff.
No, totally not.
Okay, cool, man. Really happy to have you on air. Thanks a lot for agreeing to the interview. I'm sure a lot of our listeners will be really happy to hear. I know, actually, so you just sent us a preview of your new EP. Thank you very much for that. We've only played one song so far. We got the other two that you sent me coming right after the interview. One of my biggest questions was to you today. Was what were some of your major influences growing up, and what are they these days?
Well, pretty much they're a lot different from what they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, I was into everything from ska to punk and hard rock, metal, that kind of stuff. And I find myself these days listening to a lot more old school, like 70s funk and old rock and roll and reggae and soul music and stuff like that.
Yep.
And I just, like, I love exploring different kinds of music, so I'm a little bit all over the place. But obviously right now it's mostly electronic music.
Cool. Now, I've been a big fan. I just, when I started this radio show, I really started really exploring all over SoundCloud and all that kind of stuff, because I was really pressured to do so. I was like, oh my God, I got to find all this new music, and there we go. We found Defunct on SoundCloud, and I'm like, this guy's been pumping out music all the time. So it was perfect for me. You're Canadian, and helped me get Canadian content out there.
Absolutely.
What was the first album you remember ever owning?
Oh, the first album I think was probably Deftones.
Yeah.
Deftones Around the Fur. I think that was probably the first album that I went out and actually bought from the store.
Sweet.
And yeah, other than that, probably Bob Marley.
Yeah.
Stuff, I think. Yep.
Right on. Original. You can't go wrong. Cool, man. And where did you grow up?
I've grown up in Calgary my whole life.
Oh, perfect. So I guess you know your way around the block?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's in the prairies. It's right beside the mountains. So you get to do snowboarding and you get to go away to your cabin and all that kind of stuff. So it's a nice environment. The weather's constantly changing, which is kind of annoying. So
yeah.
But I mean, other than that, it's a beautiful city. And the culture and the arts is just starting to pick up, which is a great opportunity for me here right now.
Cool, man. So when you're not recording tracks or making mixes or playing shows, what are you doing?
Oh, what am I doing? Pretty much just, for me, I live with four roommates, and for all of us, music is pretty much our life right now.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm not making music, I'm either looking for music or I'm going to shows and I'm, you know, dancing my face off.
Yeah.
I'm part of a stage design crew, so we are looking at getting to more corporate gigs. So we basically design environments and stages for festivals, and we also do shows around the city.
Oh, wow.
Aside from that, I do design work, so I do things like album covers, and I do like websites, and I do posters.
Oh,
and,
holy shit.
General art, like illustrations. I graduated as an illustrator from an art school here in Calgary. So
yeah,
generally a lot of different kinds of, and a lot of forms of art.
Cool, man. So you mentioned that you help design stages. What is there any stages I might have known or anybody, any of our listeners might know?
Well, my crew did have a hand in Shambhala. There was some recent, there's dragon sculptures on the pagoda, which is the main stage.
Yep.
And Space Invaders did that. We've also done, there's a festival that was pushed into BC into Golden this year called Motion Ocean.
Yeah.
We did the base stage at that festival.
Cool.
So that was our crew, and we're getting more and more gigs and more exposure every month. So
awesome.
We don't know really where we're going to be in another year. We might even be doing Base Coast. So.
Cool. Yeah, I would love to see it. Base Coast. Last year was my first Base Coast, and I lost my mind.
Absolutely.
It was really good though. What was the favorite show that what was the favorite show that you've ever been to as a fan and not performing?
Oh, that's a hard one. As a fan, I mean, like, the first time I saw Bass Nectar was probably one of the biggest influences that I went through.
Yep.
That was one of the best shows. But since then, you know, I've seen so many good DJs, and JFB at Shambhala was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Ab Momoso was really, really good live when I saw him.
Yep.
And yeah, a lot of like local DJs have totally blown me away. Matt the Alien is probably one of my favorite DJs in terms of technicality and his scratching abilities and all that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah, cool.
Absolutely.
So that's your favorite show as a fan. What was your favorite? What's your favorite set that you've played as a performer?
As a performer, I've played a few. There's definitely a few cities that I've enjoyed more than others. In terms of sets, I think probably one of my favorites was Motion Notion.
Yeah.
Because I played a nice sundown set as the sun was kind of going down. It was a nice mix of like funk and kind of heavy stuff, bringing it into more of the banger time of the night. But I basically just had full reign to do whatever I wanted, and it ended up going pretty much perfectly. Like I didn't make any offbeat errors or anything like that, because I use CD bids and I do beat matching and stuff like that live. So I'm when I'm mixing in, you know, like a song every minute, it gets kind of difficult. But you know, sometimes I get a little distracted or whatever.
Yeah.
But that one went pretty perfectly. In terms of cities, I think the shows I played in the U.S. have been by far probably the most fun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is about cities like Portland and Montana. They just had so much energy. And you know, as I play more and more shows, also Victoria was an amazing show.
Mm-hmm.
Victoria was a really good crowd, so.
Cool. So you mentioned Montana. Is that your favorite city to play in, or what is your favorite city to play in? Of course, not to just to be in.
So far, I would have to say Portland is probably my favorite city to play in so far. And for Canada, Victoria, and I know Toronto. I'm playing Toronto on the 14th of December. I know that's going to be an absolute smasher of the show. So.
Have you played Toronto before?
I played Toronto a month or two ago, and I'm going to be playing there again. And there's a chance that I might be playing there in January as well. So right, see how that goes.
Cool, man. Yeah, I've got a lot of friends in Toronto. I'll definitely tell them to hit you up down there. Do you know what venue you might be playing at when you're down there?
Well, for the 14th, it's going to be a place called the Lily Lounge.
Yep.
And it's going to be a two-room event. It's going to be basically like dubstep and drum and bass in one room, and then there's going to be more of the funk and the swing in the room that I'll be headlining. So that'll be awesome.
Sweet. Is that the next show that you'll be playing?
Yep. Yeah, I'm home for a couple of weeks, and then I do the 14th, I do the 15th in Montreal. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at getting a show for the 21st, and then I'm back in Alberta to do a show for the 22nd, and then I've got New Year's.
Cool.
In the mountains for Fernie, so that's going to be fun.
Cool, man. So you mentioned that you've been doing some designing stages and album covers, all that kind of stuff. Is that what you were doing before you were making music professionally and kind of getting paid to do some gigs, or were you doing something a little bit different?
No. I was working as a designer for an oil company here in Calgary.
Yep.
And I just decided it was time to kind of let myself open for music. And you know, I was doing freelance stuff. I still do the freelance right now, but yeah, I had a super stable job, benefits and all that kind of stuff, and I don't know. I just decided that it was a point in my life where I wanted to explore the possibilities of going on tour and living off music for a while, and it's working out pretty good so far. So.
Cool. And you say you're satisfied with your decision?
Yeah, I'm pretty satisfied. You know, I've got enough money to get me through a little while, and I've got awesome place to live, awesome roommates, and lots of good friends, and lots of hope for the future for sure.
Cool, man. What is some advice that you'd have for any younger or new DJs just starting out?
In terms of advice, basically, you know, it's the old stereotypical 10,000 hours. You basically have to put in 10,000 hours in anything you want to do before you can see results. And it's totally true. I mean, I've literally spent probably the last 4 years every day spending at least an hour or two, if not more, and you know, it's only paying off now, but you have to do something, and you have to absolutely stick with it no matter what's going on in your life, and eventually like your passion and your enjoyment of that will show through, and people will pick up on that, and you know, the talent and getting good at something that'll just happen naturally from all the work you put in. But you just if you want to become a successful DJ, I think you have to get into producing. Because nowadays it seems like people only want to book talent that is unique, mm-hmm. and music that is unique to that person. That's why you go out to see a certain DJ, because you like the music. So you have to be, you know, you have to get into producing, and then you just have to keep on.
Cool.
And find your own style.
Cool, man. So kids, you heard it from Defunk. Practice makes perfect. So you know what? We're coming towards the end of our show. We've still got about 15 minutes left, though. I definitely want to sneak in the rest of your tracks that you sent me. So we'll finish off the interview with one final, very important question. The question is, if you were any animal, what would you be?
Any animal? I don't know. I think I would probably be a dog.
A dog.
Yeah, I'm pretty friendly, and I'm pretty adventurous, and I don't know, pretty loyal, I would say, too. I just stick around, so that would probably be my answer.
Cool, man. Well, it's been a great show, you know, like we've been playing a lot of your stuff. Thanks a lot for taking the time to do the interview with us today.
No worries.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. I guess good luck with your career, and I'm sure we'll speak to you again sometime soon.
Yeah, I think I might be playing Vancouver very soon, possibly even in January. So if I do, I'll definitely keep you in the loop of that.
Cool, man. And before we sign off, any shout-outs you want to give to anybody listening that you might want to say hi?
Shout-outs to Space Invaders. If they're listening, they're my home dogs. And shout-outs to everyone in Victoria. I've made a lot of friends there, and I wish them all the best.
Right on. Okay, cool. So this was Defunk on So Salacious on CITR 101.9 FM, guys. We've got two more exclusive tracks from Defunk's newest album that's still not released, Retro Baby. First up, we got Bye Bye Bird. Thanks a lot, Defunk. Catch you on the flip side.
Take care, mate.
Here's one you all can sing with us.
I'm in Shuster. My heart stop to make my heart stop. To make my heart stop. I'm in Shuster. I'm in Shuster. To make my heart stop. To make my heart stop. To make my heart stop.
On the floor.
the most of the last hour, you guys have been listening to Defunk out of Calgary, Alberta. Big shout out to Defunk for coming on the show today and giving us these super incredible tracks that aren't even released yet. This track that you're listening to right now is called Jive Is Good For You. We have one more to play, and we have already played one of his tracks from this album, so thank you very much. You know, I don't think anybody or probably no one has really heard these songs yet so far, so I'm sure all of the listeners will really appreciate it. We've got a Fort Knox 5 pair of tickets to give away from Fortune, and here is an ad from Fort Knox 5 at Fortune this December 6th. So check it out, guys.
Come out to Fortune Sound Club on December 6th to catch Skits Popping Off and School of Remix 5-year anniversary with Fort Knox 5, the leading force in international funk and break scene. They will be joined by special guests Timothy Wisdom, Will Assist, and Ryan Wells, and there's sure to be some crazy floor rock and original music and remixes of highly infectious grooves that are sure to keep you moving. So, get your tickets in advance. They're only $12 and are available at Red Cat, High Life, Beat Street, and online. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM and the Georgia Strait. I know it's been a long time, you've been waiting by a speaker for someone to spit it to your plane. But now you're rocking with the best of this year, award winning and all that goes before the name. And accolades are cool, but what's important is you feel me, really, that's my only motivation. And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Saturday night here at CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human with me, Gareth Moses. I'll be playing a selection of wonderful electronic music from a strange parallel universe. I hope you can join me between 8 and 9, and do remember to bring your jetpack. I'll see you then.
So if any of you guys just heard those PSAs, we had a Fort Knox 5 announcement. We've actually got one pair of tickets to give away if anybody calls in this next 4 minutes. Maybe Gareth from More Than Human will be able to give them away too within the next hour. If you did hear his PSA for More Than Human, then you'll now find out that he is actually coming on right after me. So he'll be Sundays at 7 p.m. instead of Saturdays, which he had announced. You are listening to a track from Defunk, which is off of a latest release from Resell Records, Fully Loaded Volume 3. That song that you're listening to right now is called Banjo Blues. I hope you guys like it. It's one of the chart toppers on Juno right now, so check it out and tune in next week to So Salacious. We are every Sunday at 6 p.m. with your hosts, myself, Sprocket Doyle, and most of the time my co-host is here, Skads One. He is very, very busy right now, so he's not here. But other than that, have a great Sunday, guys, and see you next week.
This is the planet Earth.
We're in a now that's parallel to our owner. A time shift parallel to our owner. A time shift parallel to our owner. A time shift...
What more closely resembles popular rhythmic music.
You know, I've got stacks of old memories filed inside my head. Would you like to see some?
Only a fool would ignore this.
This is CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia, here in sunny Vancouver. You're listening to a brand new edition of More Than Human with me, Gareth Moses, bringing you all that's new and strange and wonderful in the world of electronic music. It's a packed show tonight. We've got new monsters from Lindstrom, Koizen, Faulty DL, plus some early 70s knob twiddling from Britain, 80s experimental music from Iran, and December's dose of pagan poetry, blimey. Lots to get through. First up, something chunky from Lego Welt. This is Danger in the Air on More Than Human.
Thank you.